I feel like we're not getting enough water, mm-hmm. and we're 4 hour long practice days, so we should be drinking more.
Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face.
Hello, welcome back to the Fablo AgriLife podcast. This is Jessica from Bandera County, and I have with me a very special guest. I have Mr. Thomas Reyna with us.
Hey, thank you. My name is Thomas Reyna, and I just finished up my first year of 4-H. You know, it was an awesome year of 4-H. This year I was in shotgun team, and we had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. State champions.
Woo!
Bandera, thank you. And I'm also was elected to be part of the Healthy Texas Youth Ambassador Team.
That's awesome.
Which is super fun, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm super excited to work here and talk about hydration.
Yes, so we are very excited for him to talk about hydration with us today. Because the month of September for our Fablo group is all about hydration. Even though it's September, we're getting into the, you know, not fall yet, but we're getting there. Hydration is so important for us every day, whether we're working out or just, you know, at home. We got to make sure right. that we are getting enough water right. every day.
Being on the shotgun team, we're outside a lot of times, like all day long at competitions, shooting all day in the hot sun. So we have to worry a lot about hydration. They're really good about it. There's hydration stations at every rotation, and they're really good about that. And that's really something to think about.
Yes, yes, it definitely is. But before we dive into hydration, I want to know, why did you want to become a Healthy Texas Youth Ambassador?
Well, I mean, I've always been, you know, thinking about my health because I'm a gymnast, level 10 competitive gymnast. And it's just something that's I've really thought about. And I think I really love presenting and talking with people. And I thought that was a great way to, you know, share the word about being healthy, because I think that's a really easy thing that you can just, you know, do to help the community.
That's amazing. I'm so glad that I have you here, because I have lots of awesome plans for you, because I'm like, oh, he can help me with this program. He can help me do this program.
Yes,
so
definitely.
I'll be putting you to work. I hope you don't mind.
Yes, of course.
So you said you're a gymnast, so you are an athlete.
Right.
So what are some trends that you see, I mean, with kids your own age and hydration?
Right. So we have waters, right, that we just kind of go to when we're feeling a little thirsty, but usually you're not super thirsty. Just like drink literally like an ounce or two. You're just a tiny little bit. And I've been thinking about that, and it's just, I feel like we're not getting enough water, mm-hmm. and we're 4 hour long practice days. So we should be drinking more. And I think if you're feeling thirsty, usually it's a little too late. So I don't think we are really good about that in my gym, but I think we're working on it.
No, that's a great key point. When you're feeling thirsty, you're already dehydrated at that point.
Right.
It's so important to make sure we don't get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And what you had some other tips that you wanted to share about
right.
how you know if you're dehydrated.
Yeah, so I was just learning about this. Another really weird and kind of easy way to tell how hydrated you are is actually your pee. You know, if your pee is, like, pretty clear, then you're maybe overhydrated, but, you know, just not drinking for a little bit will help that. And lemonade is supposed to be like the perfect, it's the optimal hydration. So just keep doing what you're doing. Apple juice colored is, you know, you're a little underhydrated, but nothing to worry about, right? Same for amber, there's nothing to worry about, but just drink a little bit of water. Burnt orange, you're definitely dehydrated, right? You know, I'm not a scientist, but this is just a fun little thing that I this is fun little easy. It's just a super easy way to tell about how hydrated you are. So that's about the color.
Yes. So I would even say once you're getting into some orangey colors,
right, just drink water.
Yeah.
Lemonade to transparent.
Or go to the doctor, because it could be really bad at that point, especially when you get to that burnt orange that you were talking about. And so I'm glad you shared that. I mean, it's not the most fun thing to talk about, but it's important.
It's a super easy way, you know. And before I go to bed, I always drink like a giant glass of water, just because mm-hmm. you know, it makes me feel better. And the next day, you know, I feel hydrated. And if, you know, I'm a little busy and I get a little sidetracked and I don't get to drink my water for the day, I'll still have that water from earlier. So I really like that. I think that's been helping me a lot. I've been feeling a lot better.
Good. So do you know how much you're supposed to have every day? If you don't, it's okay.
I'm not completely sure.
So teens about 9 to 14 cups fluids per day. So this includes like foods you eat that may, you know, like you were talking about watermelon that you really, really liked and that recipe you were talking to me about earlier. And then of course, adults, for women, we need about 9 cups and then males need about 13 cups every day. And some other things I just wanted to share with hydration is it also keeps our body temperature at a normal level. So that's real important.
Right.
Lubricates our cushion and cushions our joints.
Yeah, I was learning about that also today.
Yeah, what did you learn specifically?
Yeah, no, it was I learned it was good for the joints and it's good for skin, you know, like your nose and eyes. It was helping you, you know, if you have a little bit of dry nose or dry mouth, of course, water.
Right. Another thing I learned too as well is it cushions the brain and, like you said, our eyes and then our spine against injury. Yeah. And then lastly, of course, it helps us get rid of waste. So I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll just leave it at that. But it's so important for us to have every single day, making sure we have something to keep us accountable. I know I usually try to have like this huge water bottle at my desk. I didn't today. I forgot it because it's a Monday here when we're recording.
Yep.
But I usually try to have this big water bottle and make sure I drink all of it by the end of the day. So what do you do to try to encourage yourself to drink more water?
Right. Yeah. I mean, right now I have my Texas 4-H water bottle and I like to pour water bottles around. And of course at night I drink a big glass of water. I feel like that's the main thing that's really been helping me. I've been feeling really, it's been easier to get up in the mornings also. So I like just having water around and making sure I drink it.
Right. No, that's perfect. It's awesome. So I'm going to do some fun rapid beverage questions to see which is your favorite, just to have some fun. And then at the end, I know you have a little announcement to make too. So first things first, what's your preference? Sweet or unsweet tea?
Unsweet tea, but maybe put some Splenda in there.
Ah, there you go. Right. I'm an unsweet gal. I don't know why.
Yep,
Maybe. Sweet, just, it tastes like I'm drinking sugar. Right? I can't do it.
I get headaches when I drink a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Apple or orange juice?
Orange juice.
Me too. Do you have it at breakfast?
I don't know. Usually I just have either like milk or water.
Oh, okay.
And another thing I learned actually is a lot of times I thought like milk and, you know, juices or mostly milk, you know, you're not really getting hydrated from that. But doing some more research on this today, I learned that that actually is not the case. You know, milk actually hydrates you. Mm-hmm. Same for sodas, but not as much. You know, water is still the best. But that was a really interesting thing I learned.
Yeah. Sparkling or flat?
Ooh. So I recently just got into sparkling water with my mom because, you know, we used to be Diet Coke fans and now we're trying to move to sparkling. And I think sparkling water has actually been pretty good, like in a can. Yeah. So I like that.
I like it too. I used to not, and I guess I just had like maybe an unsweetened version or something. So it just didn't taste good to me. But now that I've tried some sweetened ones, I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. Yeah. Like I kind of like it. It's for me, it's a better option than having a Coke or something like that.
Yeah, usually I don't go for the sweetened because we're trying to get used to like less sweet things.
Yes.
Right. So I think it's really interesting how it's changing when we're drinking the unsweetened stuff. It was bitter at first, but now we're, you know, me and my mom are both agreeing that it's tasting sweeter and it's tasting more just like
adjusted to
it. Right. It's just kind of, it's the kind that just has a little bit of flavor. That's it, just sparkling water.
There we go. Maybe I should start switching to the unsweetened.
Yeah, it takes about like a week to get used to at first, but then it gets really good.
Awesome. All right, Coke or Sprite?
I'd say Coke. Diet Coke, maybe?
Diet Coke.
Yep.
Gotcha. Juice or milk?
A lot of times I have milk in the morning with cereal. So, you know, I finish the cereal and then I drink the milk. So
that's the best part.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. I'm having some fun memories right now of a kid, of all the different cereals I had. All right. Lemon or lime that's squeezed into your water, which do you prefer?
Ooh. So one sneaky trick that me and my dad do is whenever we're at, you know, a restaurant, we ask for a bunch of lemons, and then we squeeze them all into our water, and then we put some Splenda in there, and it's just like homemade lemonade that was basically free.
Whoa, that was basically free.
Yeah, so it's a really funny trick, but it's like, it's really good. It's just like homemade lemonade. So I'd say lemon.
I like that idea. That's awesome. I don't know why, but I guess because I've always had lemon. I would like to in the lime when just for a little different flavor when I do water. But I'll have to try that with the Splenda. That's a great idea.
I bet it works for lime, too, for a quick limeade.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah.
Huh. Something to test out. Good stuff. Okay. Well, do you have any other hydration tips that you wanted to share?
Hydration tips. Well, there's also electrolytes go along with hydration. So, you know, Gatorade, of course. And there's also fruits, and you can get hydration from, like you were saying, fruits like watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my favorite, I'd say the tastiest way to get hydrated is a homemade quick lemons or watermelon sorbet. It's super fun, and it's like super easy. There's only three ingredients. You just puree some watermelon and mix it in with some sugar and lemons or limes, and just freeze it and keep mixing it and freezing it, and it's like a super good sorbet. We like to put them in like lemon cups, and it's super good, and it has, you know, obviously the watermelon in there, and so it's hydrating too, and it's nice. Especially, this was a perfectly fitting day for this type of talk because it's like 100 degrees out there. It's
So
even if you're not working outside, if you're just outside, it's hot, right? So I think that's a really super fun way to get hydrated.
Yes. I'm going to have to really try that because watermelon's like my favorite fruit.
Yes, watermelon.
So I'm sure I'm just going to love that sorbet. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, and maybe sprinkle some salt on there for some electrolytes on there.
Okay, there we go.
Yep.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you brought up the electrolytes fact in there because some things that some people may not know about, you know, like having sports drinks with Gatorade and Powerade, things like that, is it's best to actually first drink your water. But if you're going like over that 60 minutes of working out, that's when you need to supplement with those electrolytes.
That makes sense. Like when you sweat it out.
Because you're sweating so much. And so I just wanted to make sure I put that key point in there that I'm glad that you brought up.
I'm going to think about that a lot rather than drinking my Gatorade first.
I mean, I'm sure with you being an athlete, you're putting in all those hours, so you definitely need the extra electrolytes. But for me, who's just doing my little 30-minute workout cardio in the morning, I need to reach for my water glass first.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. Fun stuff. We learn something new every day. Okay, so you had an announcement to make, so I'll let you make it.
So at the 4-H kickoff on August 30th, I'm going to be riding the smoothie bike on August 31st.
There you go.
Remember, guys, 6 to 8, August 31st.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be riding the smoothie bike. We're going to make a green monster smoothie. Spinach, yogurt, a banana, apple chunk, or pineapple chunks. It's going to be super good, and it's going to be super fun. So it'd be awesome to see you guys there.
So he's going to have his own little booth, you know, representing the Healthy Texas Youth Ambassadors and the Food Nutrition Project.
Riding the smoothie bike.
Yes.
This is when you pedal it. Is that right? When you pedal it, blends the smoothie?
Yes.
Wow.
So your energy is powering blending your smoothie.
That's cool. Yep.
It'll be a lot of fun, so make sure y'all come out. There'll be many other booths available. I know the Shotgun Club will most likely have a booth, as long as with our other clubs that we have here in Bandera County.
August 31st.
Yes, 31st.
6 to 8 p.m. All right, 4-H kickoff.
Yeah, I'll be out here at the show barn. If you have any questions, of course, just give us a call here at this extension office or let Thomas know. I'm sure he can help you out with where to go and what all the outs and about. Okay, so I think that was all that we were going to talk about today. So thanks for listening, and we're starting a new 4-H year. So if you, and I know this gets broadcasted in different counties, so reach out to your local county extension office and, you know, learn about what 4-H can be or have an opportunity for you. We have so many different projects that you can find something that you like that you can be involved in.
All right. Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Thomas.
Definitely do it again.
Yes, we will. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, guys.
Stay safe.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet. And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.